This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Do you know what today is? Yeah, today's Veterans Day. Did you know that? And we're going to, I guess we'll pay tribute to each and every one of the services throughout the night. And I'll explain to you exactly what Veterans Day is about, why it came about. But not right now, because a lot of you don't join in the first hour early on, and I don't want anybody to miss it. But listen, if you know a vet, I'd say if you know a vet, give a vet a kiss and a hug, but they may not want it, and that could be just dangerous, you know, because they're really strong guys. But, oh, yeah, all right, well, that helps too, right? All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibbs is going to join us at the bottom of the minute, well, no, after the first break. Xander's on with us every week, and hopefully you'll get to know him. He's a host of his own radio show called X-Rad. I liked it better when it's X-Rad Daily. It just kind of leaves me hanging there with X-Rad. Okay, we'll talk to him about that afterward. Anyway, the you know, as I was going through the numbers for the election, you know, we're gonna be doing this for a couple of weeks, not just me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's gonna be doing this for a couple of weeks, and you know, the things that I don't know about you guys, but for me, as I was going through the different sites and looking at the different numbers, I was amazed. And we may have to do this over several segments, but New York Times exit polls, this was like right out of the horse's mouth when people were leaving the polls. And some of the white women, and yes, I said white women because those were the ones we weren't supposed to get, actually told the reporters that they voted for Trump but wouldn't tell anybody ahead of time because they didn't want to listen to the garbage they were going to be put through. Isn't that sad? You can't have your own opinion. Because you don't want to put up with the garbage. Although I would have put up with the garbage. I would have welcomed the garbage myself, actually. So the New York Times exit poll said that women, Hillary took women 54-42%. Dems always do better with women. But you know, with all the women thing, you know, remember? Vote for me because I have women parts. We need to have a woman in the White House. It's about time a woman takes over. Yeah, I'm voting for a woman. She only did 1% better than Obama did. Come on, take your notes. She only did 1% better than Obama with all that woman talk. With all the talk about we need to have us a woman in the White House. When it comes to men, it was 53-41%. That was Trump, obviously. But, you ready for this one? She did 5% worse than Obama did when it came to the male vote. You know, Thatcher won the male vote really big, and she never once, Margaret Thatcher, yeah, some young ones may have to go look her up. But she never once talked about her female parts, that it was about time we had a woman as a prime minister, you know. And she won big. Race played into this big time. This is what I put out on the tweet or whatever it was we put out. When it comes to white folk, it was 58-37 Trump. And he went, oh, wow, see, we told you white people were going to carry him. The white people didn't carry him, and I'll tell you why. Because Trump only got one 1% more of the white vote than Romney got, and it didn't help him now, did it? But we still hit the ground running, didn't we, tonight? The black vote, African American, whatever you prefer. 88-8. Now, I don't have to tell you who got the 88, right? The Dems got the 88. But that was 1% higher than Romney got. It was up, you know, 8%. I'm sorry. Number's wrong. I got it backwards here. 8% is up from 1%. Come on, let that sink in. Remember, there were no blacks that were going to vote for Trump. There was no way a black could vote for Trump. You know, no blacks were going to vote for Trump. He pumped the number up 7%, which might be the reason why he was able to carry Ohio and Michigan and Pennsylvania. The Hispanic Latino vote, 65-29 Hillary. 65-29 Hillary, right? But it was 8% more than Romney got. So he must have hit a nerve with them. Maybe those were the legal immigrants wanting to vote for Romney, don't you think? Asians, 65-29, and they lump a whole bunch of people together in that group. And you say, it's not a big voting block, no, but guess what? 11% higher than Romney got in that group. All right, so what I'm getting at here is the minorities did it for Trump. The minorities helped drive him in. The white vote alone, if he got every white vote there was, it wasn't enough to push him through. He had to get to. Think about the black vote being up from 1%. He got 7% more of the black vote. Just dumbfounded. The academia. They had no clue. Age voting 18-29 was from 18-29. It was 55-37. Hillary got the majority of that, up 5% to Trump. So Trump was able to pull 5% more of the 18-29 vote than Romney was. 30-45 was 50-42. What's her name? Hillary took that. 45-64. 44-53%. That was Trump as well. And anything over 65 was all Trump's. I guess the old folks like Trump, huh? On the income side of things, if you made under 30%, it was 53-41. Hillary took it. 16% higher to Trump, though, than Romney got. 16% more of the poor people, as they call them, voted for Trump. We'll finish this up, I promise. I mean, these numbers were fascinating to me. I hope they're fascinating to you as well. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. Don't go far. Today is Veterans Day. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. For those of you celebrating, happy Veterans Day today. It's all about our vets. I don't care who you are. If you know a vet, I told you earlier. That's right. Do me a favor, though. Whatever you do, don't run up and hug and kiss a vet. Unless you're an extremely attractive young girl, in which case I'm sure they would love it. But, no, really, seriously. Some of these guys are pretty fragile. I saw this video of a young lady running up and grabbing a vet. He looked petrified. So just be careful. But look at give him a handshake. Give him a low five or whatever, you know, whatever you need to do to let them know how much you appreciate what they've done. Let them know how much you appreciate who they are and what they've done for you and this country and the freedoms that we enjoy today. So happy Veterans Day to many of those who served. You have a special place in my heart because of my family. Being of Italian descent, you saved their butts on several occasions. Anyway, always, like I said, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Let me bring him right on because I know he's licking his wounds right now because he was thrown out of the club. I'm going to bring on Xander Gibb with me. He's on with me every week, a friend of the show, a personal friend, I believe, as well. Xander, thanks for being with me today.
Absolutely. It is always a pleasure, Joe. How is the world with you now we've been given back our country?
Well, I'm actually hiding in the Batcave because, you know, with all the calamity going on in the streets, because all the Trumpers were so excited that he won that they're out smashing cars and lighting fires and peeing on Trump. Must have been a dream because it's the Hillary people that are doing all of that. So much for equality, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's a real concern because, you know, there is this, democratic right to go out there and burn the flag and set fire to effigies of Donald Trump and call for him to be assassinated. Oh, wait, there isn't.
You know, somebody got mad at me today, and actually it was a close friend, because I said that what was she? Was she a supervisor or a city council member in Seattle, Seattle, was calling for, marches and protests. She was calling people to leave work at 4 o'clock. So here's somebody who's supposed to be for law and order, supposed to be for doing things in a decent and orderly way. And what do? They're calling for protests in the street, leave work early. What's that? They want them to shut the place. And so think about it. She's got to call out police. They got to use tax resources. They're going to hurt the local businesses over what? A constitutional process that took place that they weren't happy with. So somebody says, so you would take away their right to protest? No, I never said that. They can protest on their own, quietly, without jumping on cars and setting things on fire, right?
Yeah, exactly. Of course, because this right is to peaceful protest. And I think that's what the people forget. People forget the word. I was really angry, to say the least, at that big woman in that red coat that pushed over the 72-year-old guy and thought she was clever. I mean, what are our nation's young people thinking? This level of entitlement. Do you know what I blame it on, don't you? We've spent 20 years giving everybody a prize and telling everybody they're wonderful. But, you know, not everybody is wonderful. You have the right to an opinion. It doesn't mean that your opinion is right. And I think we've just got so mixed up in America in the last 20 years that people just really don't know the difference between right and wrong anymore.
Well, you know what? I've been talking about this all week long from a standpoint of, remember, these are the kids, as you said, there were no trophies. Nobody won. Nobody lost. Everybody was equal. Everybody was this. If they didn't get their way, what did I call them earlier this week? The supermarket kids. Remember the supermarket kid? He's throwing a temper tantrum because mommy won't give him the candy bar, and eventually she gives in.
Yeah.
Right? Just to get him quiet. Well, that's what they're doing here. They didn't get what they wanted. They don't care what the process is. They don't care what's legal. They only care what they believe to be truth and right. And they don't care what the other, the bigger number here is, they don't care what the other half of America thinks.
I think you're just protestophobic, Joe. That's what it is, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I'm like Monk. I got a bunch of phobias. That's one of them, these kids, and they're mostly young people. I mean, I'm even willing to bet about 60% of them didn't even vote, I'm sure. And, I've been doing the numbers over who got it. You know, minorities really, really came out and voted for Trump. I mean, when you start to break these numbers down, you're really surprised. And are you having to hide because you're an openly gay talk show host, and I think you voted for Trump. You said this was this was one of the first times you voted in a presidential election, wasn't it, or as a Republican?
Probably the first time I voted for a Republican. For a Republican candidate because I'm a Republican. There you go. I said it again.
Oh my God! So now you told me they took out here they're called GLAD. They took your card away. Will they now glue it together and rip it up again because you switched to Republican and actually voted for a Republican?
No, but they're sending people to harass me on social media, telling me that I'm a Republican now, which is kind of some weird play on words. But it's not good. You know, voting is not really good for gay people because where I live, it was in a fire station, so it was filled with firemen, and they had cookies. it. They were like, Xander, you got to leave now. And it's one cookie per person, not one tray of cookies per person.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go there, but you can. That's cool. No, my bank started doing that now, too. It really sucks. You walk in the front door, and they get this big tray of chocolate chip cookies. They're going, what is that all about? Why don't you give them away at the counter for actually depositing money? You know, wouldn't that make much more sense? So were you shocked at this at all? I mean, were you when it looked like he was going to win, were you sitting there going, oh, my God, he might pull this off?
I stayed up till 3 in the morning, and obviously, being a radio talk show host, what I wanted to do is to see the reaction from different channels on the TV, and so many of them weren't reporting it correctly. You know, some were reporting that Trump was really low and just kind of like above Hillary Clinton, but then, you know, Fox was kind of reporting it as it was, surprisingly. But it was interesting to see how each channel had their own level of response, and Oprah's girlfriend was on one channel. I think she was on CBS, Gail King. And I don't think there's any love lost between her and Donald Trump. But the level of commentary from her was like bitchy. And it was so bitchy, it was funny. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You could really work out that she didn't like Donald Trump. But the whole idea when you're on these panels, you know, I'm sure you've been on them too, is to try and be objective as possible. You know, people are not supposed to be able to guess right away where your loyalty lies. And even before she opened her mouth, you were aware, you know, it was that she was for Hillary.
Wow. You know, I'm going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com/Nephilim.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money?
Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
Back, and today, yes, my baby is American made. We try to buy as much American made as we can. We have 94 million Americans out of work. You need to try. Take a few extra minutes before you buy a product and see if you can't find out if it truly is American made. Won't kill you, won't hurt you, and maybe we can put some of these vets back to work that are out of work. Maybe we can put some of these vets that are sleeping in the street, that are homeless. You know, I'm really believing that Donald Trump will turn this around. I'm really believing that Donald Trump will pay attention to this. And you know what? For those of you who said, well, you don't know you're going to do that, let me tell you what. We know what Mrs. Clinton did. We know that her party totally ignored the veterans' issues. And we can prove it. We can prove it by the vote. We can prove it by what took place. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. I always enjoy having him on with me. And Xander, tell people where they can hear your show.
You can find everything at XanderGibb.com. The show is weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and also Facebook Live. Come join us and let us know what you feel. Number one in Patriot Radio.
Ooh. That's good. The women vote. I don't know if you heard me earlier, but women voted for Mrs. Clinton.
And women get to vote?
55. Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, the Dems gave... No, I'm sorry. It was the Republicans gave them the right to vote. Anyway.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. I want people... You know what? Dems didn't want any part of it. 54 to 42. So 54% of the women that voted for Mrs. Clinton. Now, with all that female parts talk, with all that talk about having the first female president, with all that garbage... She only did 1% better than Oblamo did with the women's vote. Can you believe that?
I think that's absolutely hilarious. and what is even more hilarious is how, you know, how much they said about that Donald Trump was a womanizer, and he got more votes from women than anything else. You know, I just thought that that was a really interesting dichotomy. But the other thing is, I have to share this, all of you Never Trumpers out there, I kind of hope you feel really irrelevant now because we won without you. We didn't need you in the end anyway.
Ooh. Anyway.
Oh,
I love this. I love watching this. I love how this is all playing out. When it came to the Latino vote, first of all, you know, everybody was talking about, well, you know, the only vote he's going to get is the white vote. Well, let me tell you what. He got 1% more than Romney got. Right? It was really that set. Think about that. He only got 1% more of the white vote, where he did move the needle tremendously. He the black vote. He moved the black vote 7% in his favor. So he took 7% of the black vote away from the Democrats. He took 8% of the Hispanic / Latino vote away from the Democrats, and he took 11% of the vote, Asian vote, away from the Democrats. I think that's phenomenal, don't you? Don't you think that's a big deal after they said?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I definitely think he needs to, for all those extra black votes, he really needs to buy diamond and silk dinner or a house or something.
You know what?
I love
When I saw them, I would have voted for him just out of fear. Be afraid they show up at my house, and not that they would lay a hand on me, but they would talk me to death. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine trying to have an argument with them?
They're actually just sweethearts, but they know their stuff. They really kind of know their statistics, and they ain't taking no prisoners. And I love them to bits. They can adopt me any day.
And then let me see. The other things that we were talking about earlier were, and I just want to see if you're surprised by any of these numbers. 18 to 29 year olds, it was 55-37, 55% of them going to Hillary, but they were up 5% from Romney to Trump. So 5% more of the, think of that number, 18 to 29 young people voted for Trump than voted for Romney, which means 5% of that vote was taken away from the Dems. They thought they had that sewn up, didn't they?
Yeah, I think she thought she had a lot sewn up, and interestingly, all of that negative advertising and lying and, you know, pulling hookers off porn sets to talk nasty about Mr. Trump, none of it mattered in the end, did it?
Oh, there's a sight for me. Yeah, no, you're right. It didn't matter at all, and I think almost every one of them, I'm not going to say every one because I don't know for sure, but I was watching them, a lot of them have come back and dropped all of that, and not for fear of suit, but it wasn't true. We found out Gloria Allred actually paid one of them $300,000 to $500,000 to step up with her story and embellish it just a tad. You know, so it's just craziness. Here's one that should surprise you a little bit. It did me until I heard the rationale behind it, which was people who made under $30,000 a year. It was 53-41%. 53% of them voted for Hillary. 41% voted for Trump, but it was 16% higher than Romney. And what they said was, you know, we have nothing. We've had nothing for a long time. Why not give the other guy a chance? Think about that.
Yes. It's kind of interesting that the American people have just got so fed up with being kind of given the dirty end of the stick. And I think that the tenacity of Donald Trump has really just made people turn around and say, maybe he can do this. You know, I think the worst thing you can ever say to Donald Trump is no. Because, you know, I remember somebody had said to him that, you know, he could never run for president. And so he did, and he won. And, you know, he wants to make a good job out of everything. And I think that that can only be good for America.
Yeah, I don't think at all. You know, some people think he just did this just to prove a point. I'm not buying that in the least. Okay, so I'm not buying that at all. When you look at the bottom line, everything the man touches, and look, he's had failures, haven't we all? I loved it. I mean, we've all had failures, right? And but most of what he does, most of the things that he touches are successful. So you can't just hold that against him. And I think he tries to succeed at every single thing he does. I really do. I think for him, it's a major league hit to his ego when he fails at something. Don't you buy that?
I do too. And you know, it's very interesting that I know, honestly, I never liked Donald Trump. You know, I saw him as this guy off the TV that said to people, "You're fired," and he, you know, wasn't particularly nice. But when we got away from that character that he put on off the TV, I actually quite like him now. Do I think he's perfect? Absolutely not. But he's the best person for the job right now, in my opinion.
No, I think you're right. I think, look, we need somebody who wants to win. He's not worried about hurting somebody else's feelings or any of that stuff. I need somebody that just simply wants to win. I'm tired of coming up short all the time. I'm tired of being the people that are apologizing for what other countries are doing to us. And I don't think I really have to believe he won't allow that to happen.
You can't argue with his logic, can you? Or, you know, with things like, you know, that America is paying for, that other countries aren't pulling their way. And the first thing he's going to do is do a full fiscal audit, which any business person would do when they were taking over in a new role. And when he begins to drain the swamp, there are so many people getting kind of, you know, cash for questions and money they shouldn't be getting. And that's why America is in such a mess. I reckon by the end of his first 4 years, he's going to have really worked on the deficit. I mean, you know, I know Barack Obama has cut it by a third, allegedly, in his Farmville account, but I really think Donald Trump is capable of this. I really do.
No, I do too. I think he doesn't understand. Most of those guys go into politics, they start looking at what's going on, and they think, okay, well, that's just the way it works. That's the way government works. That's the, you know, it's really funny because I talk to people being on the school board. One of my beefs is trying to change the way we do bidding. We give contracts out. We give contracts to companies that are an hour and a half away from us and not close to our community. And
right.
It's because it's the lowest bid. You have to take the lowest bid. I said, why don't we take into consideration the economic impact to us locally? If we use a local company that's doing construction work and they have 50 employees, why don't we put all that money on the table and figure out that they're going to be paying locals? Locals will be paying the local tax fund. It this doesn't make any sense when we have a 5 or 8% difference in bids and one is local. It's beyond me, but it's the way government works. Can it be changed? Yes, but you have to have people willing to fight to change it. Nobody wants to fight anymore.
Absolutely, and I think although that's a very simplistic terms, I think that's kind of what Donald Trump wants to do with the country, because when you think about it, there is so much manufacturing goes on out of the USA because it's actually cheaper to do so. And it's a foolish mentality because it doesn't keep the money in the country and keep it circulating within the country.
Well.
And all the time when they've given these tax benefits to companies, they've never kind of fulfilled their role.
We got to go for a quick break, and then when we come back, I'll throw something by you. The University of Lafayette student lied about a hate crime against Trump supporters. There's a shock. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
That's get going music, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Today is one of my favorite days. It's Veterans Day. This is for my buddies who love the tight white pants. I want to thank you all for your service to us. The reason those pinheads out there that are burning the flag, which I think is such an insult to you guys, especially for, and I know some of you I've spoken with say, look, that's what we fought for. We fought for the rights of the imbeciles. You know what I'm saying? But I do appreciate the what you've done, what you sacrificed, what you've given up. Some of you, you know, people don't realize that some of them today. Some of these men and women that were out there fighting for our freedom and other freedoms for other peoples, right? Some of those men today can barely walk. And not because they're old, but because of the injuries they sustained fighting for us. Fighting for our freedom, to keeping the enemy over there. They weren't just fighting over there for the freedom of Italy and Spain and Germany and all that. They're there keeping the enemy away from us. So we can go out about our day and go to the supermarkets that some countries don't have and open stores and swear at the government and burn American flags. I'm sure that's what they were fighting all that for. Anyway, before I get too carried away, let me bring Xander Gibb in with me. He's on with me every week. I always appreciate the time that he's on with me. Xander, thanks for joining me. Yeah, you were over. You had lived across the pond for a while, right? You know how much.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not as patriotic as we are, huh? We love our country more. No, yeah. Come on, say it.
Definitely not. They have a different vote voting system as well.
That's yeah. I like the is it the Koreans? Who is it? The guys that fight in Parliament. They actually like go over the desk at each other.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Occasionally they have that in the British Parliament.
Do they?
Men fighting there as well, like on TV because it's televised now, and when they're fighting, it's really interesting. And sometimes they get fined for it, but they swear at one another. But swearing with a British accent, don't worry, I'm not about to swear, is actually quite funny, you know?
Yes.
With this kind of like thick British accent, and then they come out with a swear word like poppycock, and it just sounds really funny.
Well, no, what is really funny is when they get sarcastic with each other, and they, you know, they, not that they're calling each other names, but they're actually making fun of each other. I
yeah.
start rolling around. I think that's hilarious myself.
Yeah, you know? Most Americans don't get British sarcasm.
Well, this one does, and very much appreciates it. I love it. I'd like to see more of it. Matter of fact, if we if we said some of the things the Brits say to each other on TV, in Parliament, and alike, man, right, there would be an uproar in this country, wouldn't there?
There would.
Yeah.
Definitely. I know when I moved back here, I had to really change my terminology with some things. And when I'm tired, my head goes into total kind of like British dialect.
Yeah.
You know, a few months ago, I went to the Apple store, and I was like, yeah, I had to walk so far from the car park. And they were like, have you spent some time in the UK recently, sir? I went, not for a while, but yeah, I did. Why? They're like, he said car park instead of parking lot.
Yeah.
Just like the little things yeah. that kind of give it away.
So I want to go. I want to hit some of these numbers with you. Then I'll hit that other thing in a minute. But people who made this is the part I find really interesting. So Trump won, did very well. I'll say with the people that made from $30,000 to $100,000. Trump did very well with these people. Okay, when you start to get up in the higher numbers, $100,000 to $200,000, $200,000 to $250,000, and $250,000 and above, guess who won with them?
Trump?
Hillary. So apparently, isn't this great? Apparently the people who made a lot of money, right, wanted Hillary. I wonder why. And the people who didn't make a lot of money wanted Trump. Now, we were told the exact opposite, right?
Yeah. I guess if I had a lot of money, I would definitely want somebody like Donald Trump in charge. But I get this ideology that he's going to try and make things a bit fairer for the common man. And I think that they've needed that. I think things have gone to pot in this country for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's all been people in charge that have been about the system. And, you know, the government is supposed to be, you know, by the people, for the people, not this what it's become over the past 20 years. And this is kind of like, this is a political revolution, and I am very excited about it, and it's great to be here to witness it at this time in history.
Yeah. Yeah, a non-bloody revolution, thank God. Yeah, no. Right, but most people are like, no, it's a non-bloody revolution. It's great. You know, you've heard about how much trouble, and you and I talked about this a couple of months back, how much trouble the Republicans are in, and the party's in disarray, and, you know, they're pretty much gone. And we hear this every election cycle, right, from the loons on the left, how much trouble the Republicans are in. But when I did the numbers the other night, when I went out to try to find out how bad a shape we were in, I found out that even I bought into it to a degree. The Dems only have 15 governors. The Republicans have 35. The Republicans hold 33 of the chambers, both houses. So in 33 states, they run both houses.
Wow.
That's a big number. And you know, technically there's two houses in every state. So there's like, you know, 100 state legislatures. And we have 68 of the 100. So we have almost 70 of the 100, and we just took over Kentucky as a whole. In one fell swoop, after 95 years of total Democratic control, it went to the Republicans. I'm talking governor, you know, Senate and Assembly, that kind of thing. So for a party that was supposed to be done, finished, over with, that's it, you've had it, buddy, we came out pretty strong. And this is, and don't you think this is all mainstream media painting this picture? This has not been true for a long time?
I definitely think that that's a big part of it, but I also think that old republicanism had to die, really, because it just became so nauseating. And when people like me, you know, can turn around and say, hey, I'm a Republican, you know that things have changed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have no know, things have had to change radically for that to occur. And I keep hearing this phrase about alt-right, which is supposedly the kind of PC name for new republicanism. But I don't care what you call it. I like it. This feels, I feel at home now in this more than I ever did
but
before.
But you can't still really say that in the gay or lesbian community or in the entertainment community. I mean, the entertainment community, my God, you say you're Republican, that's it, you're done, finished, no more parts.
I definitely think there is an element of that. And in the gay community, if you say you're Republican, I mean, I used to poo-poo the phrase gay Republican. I used to say it was a misnomer, that it was like, you know, there's even an article on my website that I wrote, you know, I don't know how long ago, years ago, that the phrase gay Republican is a misnomer. But I don't feel that is the case anymore.
Wow.
You know, it is possible to be both and not to be in contradiction. And so that's amazing for someone like me to be able to say that, because it's been a hard climb. But you know, interestingly, I feel like I've been part of the change. I've been part of making it different. And I remember people saying to me before, Xander, the way you change it is from within. And it's so true.
Yeah. Do you think you've had any conversions, if you would, from the Democrats? Well, when I say that, okay, I'm gonna remember this. Yes, thank you. Political conversions from Democrat to Republican, or even people that have a different viewpoint of Republicans now because of you.
I don't know about conversions, but I know that, you know, part of my ideology is to affect change, and even if I can get people to start questioning things, then I feel like I've made a difference. There are so many people who I've known for a long time that are Democrats that are actually questioning the status quo. And I think everybody should be doing that, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. We should always be questioning the status quo, because that's how we keep current, and that's how we keep ensuring that we're doing the right thing. What we should be doing.
Yes, should be doing the right thing. I still don't, anyway. But again, I really find it interesting in watching what's being written. And I don't use Facebook as the indicator for the world, but you have to agree that it is a microcosm of how people think and what people are thinking. Some of them have gotten smart enough not to argue on Facebook. Others still get in that conversation. And when you see what people think about us, think about, again, as you said, gays being Republicans, even Christians, you know, there's an expectation that Christians can only be Republicans. They're going, what are you guys, brain dead? There's a lot of real Christians in the Democrat Party. They just really don't know what the Democrat Party stands for. As my wife and I witnessed when we were registering people, you know, to vote at church, a lot of ignorance out there. Agreed?
Yeah, absolutely. And people even said to me, Xander, you can't be a conservative if you're gay. And you can't, you know, you can't tell me what I can be in these United States, because I can be a unicorn, so I can be a gay conservative.
You know what you should do? You should get, like, a flag, and you should get some gasoline, and you should go out in front of whoever said it, go out to their house and burn that thing, going, I can do whatever I want to do. And you have to take that back.
Burn a rainbow flag.
Oh.
That would be interesting. Oh, burn a rainbow flag.
Oh, my God. We have to keep some cash aside to get him out of jail if we need to. Hey, tell people really quick where they can find you. We're up against it.
ZanderGibb.com. Come and check us out and come and listen to the show. You will be more than
you will.
Welcome.
You'll have a good time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a minute. A lot of garbage coming up in the next hour. Not from me, from the world.